Today, I'm joined by Leslie, who's had her dental implants for 3 years. She's going to reveal how she overcame her fears of dental implants and whether it's truly been worth it after all this time. Did you worry about, you know, spending more time and money on something as big as dental implants because you thought it might lead to more failure or dissatisfaction based on those previous experiences that you did have?
That's like a yes and no question, because my teeth were failing. I had done everything I could to save my teeth. And then when you're thinking about implants, because I refuse to do dentures, the partial cured me of that dilemma. I needed implants because Mama don't want to deal with dentures the rest of her life. They were too painful. And I was scared that they would fail. I was scared with the bone loss. When they told me that I had the bone loss, I was afraid that that wouldn't even be an option for me and what they would look like and who was going to do it, because I had not been treated so callously in such a delicate situation before, because when you go see a periodontist, you know you have something wrong. And for them to not have the kindness to have a conversation with you and to explain to you what's going to happen, to just simply walk in and to tell you what is going to happen to you, and that they are going to talk to your dentist, and completely took the power away from me. I felt defenseless. I felt helpless. I felt, like Lucille Ball mask crying. It was like, wait a minute. This is me. This is about me, you know? And when that was taken away, I was devastated.
Feels like you're not being treated like a real, like, human being. And that breaks my heart. Like, that is not okay. Before we start talking about, you know, what it's really been like living with dental implants for 3 years, let's discuss some of those important factors that helped you overcome your fears with getting dental implants. So the first one is, you know, the timeline and duration. Like you said, you went to a lot of places where they had different processes, different timelines of when you're going to get your final set of teeth. So can you talk a little bit more about, you know, your experience with going in to Nuvia? What was their process more like? And did it help you mentally?
Oh, absolutely. I never, ever seen anybody say, oh, we can give you fixed teeth in 24 hours. You can best bet this mama put them on their list. Yeah. Your teeth will be fixed in your mouth the day after surgery, 24 hours, fixed. Oh, you won't be flapping. You won't be, no, they are fixed, sturdy, don't come out. That to me, my heart just was like, oh. I have had a graduation that was coming up, and I had a wedding that was coming up, all within 4 months of me having to lose my teeth. And so to not have something fall out during a wedding speech or spit something out during the night before dinner, you know, because one of my biggest fears going through all of these consultations, I'm a woman. I love my husband. I don't want an image burned into my husband's brain night after night. I don't want my husband to see me like that, let alone my children, my cute granddaughter. I don't want to scare the heck out of her, right. Let alone a doctor. If I got to have a gallbladder taken out or something, do you have anything removed? Oh no, honey, these are fixed. But the biggest part, even over my husband seeing me like that, I got to tell you, I don't want to see me like that. It's not just the fear of having the pain of the pressure of the dentures pushing against your sore gums. All of that, because when they're fixed in, they don't move. So you don't have that pain. And my gums healed so good. Everybody heals differently. Mm-hmm. But for me, not having to have to put that pressure on the gums after over and over and over again, because they're fixed. There were so many benefits that were going through my mind when he explained to me the process, and that it was actually real. You do get them fixed in 24 hours. It was amazing. The benefits far outweigh anything else.
And I do want to also talk about, you know, I know you said you're very fearful of surgery as well, walking in and, you know, all your teeth, the rest of your teeth are going to come out. Everything's coming out. Oh, what if I don't end up liking the teeth with the way they look? What if they don't look like me? What if they, you know, there's a lot of these questions going through people's head, I'm sure. What was going through your mind when you turned that mirror around and saw your smile for the first time?
I was so happy I giggled. It was such a great feeling to turn around and not see the brown and the yellow and the indentations and the ugly tooth. Granted, I was still, you know, swollen, but to have them fixed in and to look at myself with them, it was such an empowering experience. It was like, wow. And, you know, that's important. And not to mention, you know, they look good.
They definitely do.
Good. I mean, they feel really good to be able to have that bite and to be able to, like, rub your tongue over your teeth. I never was able to do that comfortably before. And now, oh, they're beautiful.
They are. They're so beautiful. Can you talk about maybe the, you know, process of, you know, everyone's mouth is different. So your set of teeth that you got is different than anybody else's. Can you kind of talk about, you know, how you were able to play a part in customizing your smile along with Nuvia's technology, making it match your structure and kind of fit you?
Oh, it was fun, but really nerve-wracking, because you're not sure what color you want and you know that they're going to be permanent. So I think that was the hardest thing. But when they went through and they took the time to measure my teeth, measure the gums and everything, they're the only ones that really did that. I knew that they weren't going to look really weird. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Because they took such care and such detailed measurements. Right. I had absolute faith in knowing that they weren't going to be like weird looking like little round balls or chiclets or little sticks or something. But to be able to know your color, choose your color, that was really fun, but nerve-wracking, because you just held up the thing. Nowadays, they have the fabulous thing where they can put the teeth in your mouth and show you a picture of what you look like. And I think that's fantastic.
And, you know, like I said before, you said you felt like, you know, a lot of power was taken away from you. And I feel like, or do you feel like even the choice to, you know, choose your shape and shade, do you feel like that gave you a little bit more sense of power?
From the moment I walked through Nuvia's doors, I felt like I could gain the power back for the first time. Wow. Because they had welcomed me and they listened to me. And when they had asked me the questions in the consultation, the very first time I walked in there, he gave me back my power. He gave it back to me without knowing it. He asked me what I wanted to see, or what my goals were for today. How do you like your implants? They don't tell me, are your implants great? No, they ask me my opinion. And that is really important, because after all, it's about us. Mm-hmm. Because it's our face.
It's all about you guys.
So, yes, I would definitely say Nuvia gave me back my power.
I'm so happy to hear that, Leslie. And can you touch on, too, like, what you did feel like walking into surgery? What was going on? And did you feel any relief from knowing all these people were going to be working on you?
It was a cluster. I was like crying like Lucille Ball that morning, like, oh my gosh, everything's coming out, because you don't really know what's going to happen. And it's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And you got to do the breathe, deep breaths and breathe and count. And then when I got there, they were so nice. They were not like, rah, rah, rah. But they said, good morning, Leslie. We're so happy for you today. How are you feeling? And it was like, I'm scared spitless. And they're like, it's okay. It's normal to be scared. Just know we're going to take care of you. And hearing that, those words, and knowing that they mean them, meant so much. So yeah, I was worried. My mind was going like a million miles an hour, anxiety through the roof. And I get there and they were so nice. They were on my side. They were talking me through it. That long walk, even though it's like maybe 10 steps down the hall, it's like, it feels like, boom, boom, boom. And the assistant that led me back made it a little lighter. She explained to me, you're going to be okay. If you have any questions, you know, when we're back there, you can go ahead and ask them. And she explained to me the anesthesiologist is back there, the doctor is back there, the assistant's back there. And just hearing that again kind of put me a little bit more at ease. Mm-hmm. When I got in there, it wasn't like, okay, have a seat, or lay down. They were like, hi, Leslie, we're so excited to have you in our chair. Are you feeling okay? And it was about me. Mm-hmm. They empowered me. They asked me.
One of the, you know, other concerns a lot of people have, and you beforehand, you know, you were spending a lot of time and money going to get these fixes. They ended up, you know, not working out in one way or the other. But that was a lot of money spent. And so a big concern for people is going to this cost, you know, what, how can I do this? Can I afford this? But was there anything about the cost that made you feel comfortable, like with proceeding and doing this?
Well, so the cost, it's always a scary thing. It's just a scary thing. Cost everywhere. It's just a scary thing. You know, everything has gone up so much. But in the very end, when I'm looking at having no bottom teeth, because eventually they're all going to come out, whether they all fall out at the same time or they get pulled out, to walk in and to hear him say, this is all covered, all in one thing. And it's like, wait a minute. I have some questions. No included. Okay, what about the following visit? Nope, included. And it was like, any surprises? And he's like, no, because I've never gotten the chance to ask that with anybody else before. I've never gotten the opportunity. This was my opportunity. Mm-hmm. Everybody else that I asked, oh, well, yes, well, afterwards you have an anesthesiologist. Oh, yeah, yes, after you'll have this. But with Nuvia, and I questioned them just like I questioned everybody else. And they were the only ones that had a different answer. And everything was included. And I told him, I says, can I get that in writing? And he says, it's in the contract.
I love that. Yes.
Okay, well, second step, talk to my husband. But to me, having that and being able to take that and say, here, this is what I want. This is exactly what I'm going to get. This is exactly what it's going to cost. There are no surprises. That, because mentally it's like, boom, that's a couple of shiny pennies. To know that everything is included and that you're not going to have another boom,
right?
Oh, another bill and a boom. Oh my gosh, another bill and a boom and another bill. No, one bill and it's paid off. Nobody ever did that before. Nobody, not even the doctors, not the dentist, not the endo, you know, y'all get several bills. Y'all give me several bills for everything y'all do. And Nuvia only wants to give me one and it includes everything. I think I like that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because cost is a huge thing. Everybody wants to know the cost. We want to know the cost. You want to know the cost. You want to know the cost. Everybody wants to know the cost, but not everybody is as forthcoming as Nuvia.
Me too.
And that cost guide they give, let me tell you, that is amazing.
And that's actually something that they can download in the description below of this video, and they can get answers to a lot of the questions they do have about costs. Can you talk about maybe some concerns you had and how they kind of resolved themselves throughout time, like when you were adjusting?
Yes, my tongue had a love affair with my chum. My chum didn't remember having so many teeth in my mouth. It just would not stay out of the way. And talking.
You're so cute.
That was a hoot. Your brain, because, you know, for so many years, I've trained my brain to eat with my front teeth. And so to chew with my chompers, it took a hot minute and a half, probably about 30 days, to be able to really get used to having that bite. And, you know, you've got to give yourself some credit.
Yes.
Going through a surgery like that and having whatever you have left in your mouth removed, give yourself time to adjust. And I think that's important for people to know, is don't expect to be, you know, perfect right off the bat, because it is a learning curve and it is an adjustment.
You've had your dental implants now for 3 years. Beforehand, you had, you know, a lot of worries, anxiety coming into this, wondering, you know, will they look okay? Are they going to last? Are they going to, am I going to feel like myself? So are you happy with where you're at right now, mentally and emotionally?
Oh, I'm so happy. I don't have to hide. Thinking about it, I would really hate to think about what my journey would have been like if I didn't stand up for myself and say, no, this is not what I'm going to do. They were suggesting piecing my mouth together. And I know people that have done that, and that's what they did. And that's just something that I am really thankful that I chose Nuvia. I mean, when I used to look in the mirror before I got my dental implants and tried to put on my mascara and do my hair, try to look pretty, go on a date with my cute hubby, you know, I'd always go, you know, because I wasn't happy with the way that I looked. It was mostly because of my teeth. I mean, everything was falling. So now, I mean, looking in the mirror, I like what looks back. I like the fact that I can have conversations and look people in the eyes. I love the fact that I can go out with my girlfriends and bust a gut laughing. And now it's like, selfie me.
Now you're the star.
You know what I have come to love over the past 38 months? Them filters, them little itty bitty, those filters, those funny filters, because no matter what face I can pull, no matter what filter I put on, well, almost filters, unless it's a tooth filter. Then
right.
They still look good. And after 38 months, they still are functional. They are still beautiful. They don't stain. And, you know, they have worked and functioned so much better than my real ones ever did. I couldn't really bite into an apple securely with my real teeth. I couldn't really chew nuts because I had no bottom chompers. So if I chewed them with my front teeth hitting. So, you know, they are absolutely stupendous. I love my implants. And along with, it's not just the smile and it's not just the ability to chew. It's the ability to be me. And I get a bonus because I have met some amazing people at Nuvia. I mean, the kindness just continues.
Well, now we're going to address even maybe some more concerns people have from the Smile Maker Club Facebook community. So it's time for You Ask, They Answer. Sherry says, my surgery is November 8th. I'm nervous and excited. Just saw another post about not looking like yourself after getting your new smile. I'm a little concerned about that, but I'm sure it will be fine. So what advice would you give to Sherry in regards to, maybe not looking like yourself after?
Sherry, I would say it's still your eyes, still your beautiful face, still your beautiful nose. It'll still be your face, only happier. You will look like yourself, but a happier you is what I would say, because that's what happened to me. I look a lot happier when I smile now instead of grumpy. So,
and like you said, I think it's you said there's some time for an adjustment as well, right? It is, yeah. It's a big thing. So
yeah, if you have any swelling or any bruising, just know that as time goes by, that will all diminish, but you'll still have your beautiful eyes and your beautiful face. You'll just look a lot happier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We have another question. This one's not really a question, but it's more so someone stating some of their fears and basically to ask you some advice. So Dee says, hi, new to the group. I haven't been approved for implants or financing yet. Trying to get past my fear. Just lost another tooth and I'm so emotional as I can go no longer to hide the condition of my teeth. So what advice would you give to Dee?
I think I know how you feel. And it is heartbreaking to feel that way. And it is a scary process. So what you're feeling is natural. But if you just take that one step, take a deep breath, walk in for that consultation, you'll be greeted with kindness. But most other importantly, other than kindness, is you will have the information that you need to make your decision. And then if you do go through surgery, just know Nivea is huge on having your health be their first top priority. People say, oh, it's weird they ask medical questions, but they ask medical questions for a very good reason. They really do care about what's going on. And several people in the Smile Maker Club they've saved them. Somebody has found that they had cancer and it's saved their lives. So it does matter. So Nuvia is not just like, yep, come on in, we'll yank them and implant them and see you later. They don't do that. They say, welcome. What would you like to see done? Let's see if you're a candidate. And they, you know, no matter what, they won't pull them if they're healthy. And I think that that shows integrity.
Well, we do have one more question. Jeannie says, hi all, join the group today to prepare for my consultation next week. Looking for pros and cons from personal experiences and cost. So Leslie, what advice would you give to Jeannie?
I actually had done a video and discussed some pros and cons about that. And I believe you can watch that video here. And if you'd like more information on the cost, you can click on that link below.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.